Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome and thank you for tuning into In the Arms of the Angels, hosted by Dr. Kai McNeil on Spiritual Connections Radio.
Good evening. I guess it's just me jumping right in here and starting. Thank you for being part of my show this evening. My name is Dr. Connie McNeil. I am a clinical psychologist and a spiritual advisor. I use angel cards and tarot cards either independently or in my therapy with the goal that people can be the best they can be and find their path, find their journey, find their place on their journey to connecting with God and connecting with the universe and connecting with the angels. In the halfway point of this show at 8:30 Eastern Time, I will be doing free angel card readings for anyone who would like to call, and if they have a question or just want to generally know what the angels have to say. Angel cards are a very gentle way of letting the angels speak to you. I know in a hurried and rushed world, it's very difficult to hear this still small voice or see the subtle signs that the angels give us. And sometimes it's helpful to have a tangible way of having the angels speak to us, and that's why I do the angel cards. Angels are non-denominational. They are gentle, they are loving, so they do not conflict with any religious or spiritual belief. What I wanted to speak to you tonight was moving forward in your journey. And I have a quote from the Old Testament in the Bible. This is actually one of the best known verses in the Bible. And it's from Jeremiah, the 29th chapter and 11th verse. And what it says is, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." The background of this particular chapter or this particular verse was Jeremiah was a prophet. He lived in Jerusalem. He was an Israelite. The Babylonians came and invaded Jerusalem and took the Israelites captive. And this verse is part of a letter that was sent to the survivors of those in captivity as a message directly from the Lord that they had not been forgotten and that God still had a plan for them that involved giving them a hope and a future. So my question to you this evening is, where in your life do you feel you're being held captive? Where do you feel like you're locked up, that there's a dead-end sign? When did you stop dreaming? When did you stop hoping? The verse that Jeremiah gave the captives in Babylon was just as real then as it is for us now. And God is a God of freedom. God is a God of helping us be the best we can be. And there are numerous ways that God uses life events to teach us lessons and allow the angels to come and minister to us. And the more that we're aware of how God works, the easier it is for us to be aware of His hand in guiding us and the angels' relationship with us. And I know that a lot of people, when they have hard times, And I just heard today from my daughter that I believe it was the city of Detroit, the entire city has just declared bankruptcy. So for many, many people, work is an issue, money is an issue, relationships are an issue. Just trying to figure out what you want to do with your life is an issue. And I pulled some angel cards before I started this show, and I asked Archangel Michael what advice or what he wanted the people who will be listening to this show, either now or archived, to know. And one of the things Michael wants you to know is that if you hold the intention of following the voice of the angels and following the have an intention of doing what the universe would want you to do, then you are automatically on the right path. Regardless of your current circumstances, regardless of where you find yourself, that you are actually in the perfect spot you need to be on your journey to learn what it is you need to learn so that you can be rid of obstacles or can work through obstacles so that you become closer to the godness that God created you to be. Archangel Michael also wants you to know that not only are you safe, but your loved ones are safe. Because when you hold the intention of healing and you hold the intention of safety around your loved ones, then the angels are called upon to surround your loved ones and you and to hold you in a comforting, safe embrace. So you're on the right path, you are loved, and you are safe. But Michael also wants you to know that part of the situation that you find yourself in right now, you helped create it. And it's very important for you to understand the power of choice and the power of free will, that God will and the angels will certainly swoop down and provide assistance for us anytime, anywhere, but only if we call upon them. And I know I can be remiss because I'm so used to just doing everything by myself that I'm halfway into something before I remember, oh yeah, I could actually call on God and the angels and get a little bit of help here. So it's vital that you understand that you are an important part of the relationship with God and the angels and an important part of where you are right now. And once you take that responsibility, then you are more alert when it comes to the intention of where you want to go now. Okay, I find myself here. I like this aspect of what's going on, so I'm going to do things to keep that going. But I don't like these kind of aspects, so I'm going to do something to change that. And then you can call upon God and the angels, or spirit, or universe, or whatever you choose to call the supreme being. Once you take responsibility, then you're not passive. Then you understand that there is a goal and a purpose because you plan the goal and the purpose. And the angels in the universe back you up in the intention that you have to create what it is you want. And finally, when you take that responsibility and you start moving toward what it is you want to do, then God will bring trustworthy people into your life space to help you on your journey. And it could be someone that just gives you a smile or someone that opens a door for you. It could be someone who gives you some very sound sage advice or, you know, kicks you in the pants and says it's time for you to actually start moving. There's any number of ways that these trustworthy people will come. But when I make the intention of moving forward, then the universe, and I ask for the universe's support, then I set things in motion that are going to get me closer to what it is I want. One thing that I wanted to share with you was how the universe chooses to get me to the next point is a walk of faith, because I may have the intention of walking in a straight line and the universe may say, no, 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 we want you to, you know, go to the corner and turn left. So I have to be vigilant in not only calling upon God and using the resources of the angels, but also to listen and do what in my heart I feel like I need to do. I had the opportunity to visit the desert Southwest and went out taking a walk one day. I started looking at the cactus. And there is a bird that is commonly found in the deserts in the Southwest. It's a type of wren. And they actually make their nest in the cactus. There's another type of wren that makes their home, if they can find a hole inside the cactus, they will make their nest inside that hole. Because what the wrens, they're small birds. There's snakes and all sorts of things that like to eat birds out here in the desert. And what the wrens find is that they're safe from their enemies because they're surrounded by these prickly leaves. So sometimes where we think the angels are just going to carry us on a fluffy down pillow and set us down in the middle of utopia somewhere, we're actually asked to stay where we are, even though it's prickly, but build our nest there because at that point we are being protected from whatever harm may befall us. Because the Creator loves to create, He creates masterful work. And if we are willing to be put into the Master's hands, then the Master is going to take off from us anything that holds us back. So we may find that we have to stay in the cactus because there are lessons to learn. There's growth to be done. There may be in staying in one place, the universe can actually set up the people, places, and things that we need to make our next step. But it certainly does not mean if we are stuck in the cactus that we've been abandoned or that everybody else gets utopia and we get, you know, prickly leaves. If we put ourselves in the Creator's hands, then we are being created for masterful work. And it's not incumbent on, if I'm a carpenter and I'm putting in a door, it's not incumbent on the door to tell me where to put it. Oh, I know I could hang on these hinges here, but gee, the view is really better here in the middle of the wall, so why don't you just put me here in the middle of the wall? If the tools that the carpenter uses and the materials that the carpenter uses surrenders to the carpenter, and the construction is made, and it's a sound construction. So when we find ourselves building a nest or burrowing a hole in the cactus, it's because we are being prepared for the request that we have made. I have the intention to marry this wonderful man, or have $1 million, or start a spiritual practice, or whatever it is. And the universe says, okay, got it, you can have that. Here's what needs to happen in order to for you to be completely fulfilled once that occurs. And for you right now, you need to stay in the cactus. And if we understand that, and if we understand that we chose that because we chose our intention, then we're at a place where the universe will support us, and we're not fighting and resisting what the universe wants to do, which only prolongs the whole process. We can learn a lot about our spiritual journey and how God works by watching animals, and by watching the animal kingdom, and by watching nature. Birds are a phenomenal learning tool. We have a group of birds that, as I said, reside in the cactus. We have another group of birds. One is the loon, and maybe they call people crazy as loons because the way that they fly is by running directly into the wind. And when they do that, there's a rush of wind that comes underneath their wings and lifts them up to the sky. So you may be asked to stay still in a cactus, or you may be asked to run headlong into the wind until you feel buoyed by the air. And running headlong into the wind means you run as fast as you can, and you are prepared for the uplift. And if you show hesitation, then you don't get the current of the air the way that you would need in order to fly. A third type of bird are birds that they're small birds, and they hover around chimneys and other higher objects. And the way that they fly is they let go of the chimney or whatever other structure they're holding on to, whatever other vertical perch they have. They let go and they free fall. They go straight down to the ground until they create enough speed, and when they open their wings, then they're able to swoop up. So there's any number of ways that the universe may say, I have this plan for you. I have this plan to give you hope, and I have this plan to give you a future. And I have not forgotten you in the place where you are. So what I need you to do is, I need you to run headlong into the wind, or I need you to completely surrender and just totally let go. And in both of those, when we do, it may feel at the beginning frightening and scary, and people are going to look at us and say that we're crazy, because why would anybody walk out into nothing or run into nothing or let go and just fall into nothing. And these are the people that stay with their feet on the ground in a, quote, safe place and want to keep everybody else, they want to take their fear and put it on other people so that other people don't fly. And they may be well-meaning, but in your heart, if you know that you need to go in a certain direction, then you need to go in that direction. And the universe will open ways for you to make that happen. I always tell my clients when they make an intention, just to strap themselves in, because you never know where the universe is going to take you. And it's very important for you to follow your own heart and to follow your own guidance and leading. Two separate examples of this. In history, Sir Thomas More was in the court of Henry VIII. And back in the day, before science realized it was actually the men who chose the sex of the child, the women were accused of not being able to bear male children. And it was deemed their fault, or their inadequacy, or their inability. The Catholic Church was a very heavy influence in England at this time. Henry was married to Anne Boleyn, and he decided that he didn't want to be married to her anymore because she couldn't bear a son, and he had his eye on somebody else. The Catholic Church would not let him divorce her, so he decided that he would become the supreme religious leader of the of England. That way he could just make up any rules that he wanted. Sir Thomas More said that he would not worship Henry VIII, and he would not honor him as the supreme religious being of England. He was thrown in jail, and at some point he was beheaded because he stood for his beliefs, and his beliefs actually led to his death. Galileo, on the other hand, was instrumental in letting his countrymen know that the earth was not the center of the universe, which angered many people. And he was threatened with death if he did not change his viewpoint. So he did. And he was sent to jail. And while he was in jail, he actually wrote books that continued to talk about how the earth was not the center of the universe. And he wrote very signature pieces while he was in captivity. So it's just important that you follow your heart and you follow what you believe is your right path. And if it needs to be amended at any level, the angels and God will guide you to to whatever changes that you might need to make. But the most important thing for nature and for these men who made the decisions that they made in history, the most important thing is you have to be headed in the right direction. If I am a bird in flight and I go against the wind, I may crash and burn. if I make a choice and I know that I know in my heart that I'm being asked to wait, but I continue to go on anyway, then I may have to undo what I created. So for things to go in a forward direction, I need to make sure that I'm actually going in the right direction. And I know that because in my heart, there's a gut feeling, and there's just a knowingness that we all have. That moves us in the direction that we need to be, you know, that we need to move into. And the way that you can find that direction is with meditation. And that can be a lot of different ways. Some people don't like to sit and think better when they're walking. Water is a very powerful place for the angels and the spirits to dwell. So sitting by the water or even taking a shower, some people get really great ideas taking a shower. So when you find those ways that work for you to be in a place where you can feel centered and grounded, that's the place you'll find the angels, and that's the place where the universe can direct you so that you're on the right path and you're moving in the right direction. And you maintain the faith, and you maintain the vigilance to continue on your journey, because this is not a journey for the indecisive. It's the indecisive birds that don't get very far in flight because they stop running or they get scared and they open their wings too soon. So this is not a journey for the people who really don't have the intention of following it through. You can learn and you can move forward, but you can only move as forward as the fear will let you go. And when you face your fear, most of the time we find out that the thing that we're afraid of is not even there. Or if it is there, it's not as bad as we thought it would be. I know that the what ifs and the oh my godness that we do so much of the time creates more fear than the actual event itself. So, Mark, I think we're right at the middle of the hour here.
Yeah, I think so. Excuse me. Let me go ahead and just tell everybody where we're at. You are listening to Dr. Connie, and she is on every Thursday from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you are listening to Spiritual Connections Radio, and you can find out more about this radio show and other radio shows at our website at www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. Why don't you go ahead and give out your website so people can find out more about your services and the work that you do when you're not on the air?
Absolutely. It's www.drconniesays.com. I'm available for phone sessions. I'm available through Skype. So it is very easy to, you know, to access me.
Excellent. So I agree with what you were saying. I think what I've seen from talking to other spiritual people and you know, not only teachers, but people who are going through a spiritual experience or a spiritual journey, as we call it, is that, excuse me, it's not intentionally done this way, but it's almost, if you were kind of trying to understand how things were impacting you, it's almost like the universe is testing you to make sure that you're sure that you want to move forward in whatever it is that you're doing. So as a spiritual teacher, you find that there'll be certain kind of what you would think would be barriers or different experiences and everything like that that don't seem to flow very well. And you would almost question, well, you know, am I on the right path? Am I going in the right direction? And what you notice by watching this is that it's almost like the universe is kind of like, you know, it's like a job interview almost. It's kind of like, well, you know, before we put you out there and make you this teacher that's going to help all these people, or before we give you this class where you're going to be able to help people and teach them, we want to make sure that you're serious about what you're going to do. And it's almost like those type of experiences and everything like that. And it's kind of going to the whole idea of what you said about the birds and, you know, are they really flying and flowing and, you know, that type of thing. So I think that was the piece I just wanted to add into that idea.
Well, and also, and I totally agree with the testing. I know that if I were, I would want to look at the credentials of someone who is going to do a major surgery, or I would want to get references, or I'd want to find out a little bit to see the person that I'm, you know, looking at. And also to see how serious somebody is in really wanting to do the task, because the universe needs spiritual people to be conduits to make the world a better place. So the universe is certainly not going to say, oh, you're not up for the job, you know, thank you, if you're really serious. What the universe will say is, boy, we didn't put you on the team, now you get to go through boot camp. So if I have a lesson to learn, then I'm open. Then I'm going to learn my lesson sooner or later. So that's why I find the angel cards so helpful, because if I'm in the middle of a life lesson, it's a good way for me to see, and I do this, I ask for daily guidance. I do my tarot cards, I do my angel cards, and I ask for daily guidance, so that when I hit up against something, oh, yeah, Michael doesn't want me to be afraid. Oh, yeah, Michael lets me know that I'm loved and protected. So it's a way for me to wrap my head around the angels when the world and my ego is trying to wrap my head around how tenuous my situation is. So what I found when I call out to the angels, what I like are fireworks, and I like messages so big that even I can see them. I want, you know, those airplanes that go across the sky with the banners on the back of the plane. I want the message on one of those with big exclamation points and stars. A lot of time when I get something very subtle, I was out walking the other day, and I asked for a sign that the angels were just with me, because I just was at a low point, and I just felt angel wings surround me, and I knew it was a female energy. I asked who it was, and it was Archangel Haniel, who is an angel who, it's someone who's wanting to hone their psychic abilities and wants to hear God clearer. Archangel Haniel is a good archangel to call on, and she also helps with female issues. She is connected with the moon, and a lot of people who are close to Haniel on a full moon will go out and sit in the moon's rays and ask for release from whatever problems or whatever burdens that they might be carrying. So once the angels make a presence, then we have an opportunity to learn more about who the angel is. And you must believe when I asked, who are you? The first name that came to my head was Haniel, and that was the only one that kept repeating. So I took it on faith that it was Haniel. So it's very easy to dismiss, oh, I'm just making this up, or this is just dumb or whatever. But if you're going to walk the journey, then you get to walk the journey. And you believe that the angels are real, or you don't believe the angels are real, but you have to go one way or the other. And usually something that's lukewarm isn't near as good as something that's either hot or cold. So you need to decide where you want to be in your belief with the angels, and then you need to go with that and stay with that. So, Mark, you're pretty close to the angels. What do the, how do you know that they're speaking to you?
Well, I think, as I've kind of mentioned on a couple of previous shows, my initial contact with the angels was appearances, or what I felt as their energy that came through when I was doing Reiki, which is a type of healing. And it was probably within the first month or so of doing what I call Reiki Share, which is when a number of Reiki people get together and do a free healing session in someone's house. And normally a bunch of friends come and, we all exchange doing Reiki with each other. And, you had this big experience. And it was through that, or having those shares where I was, doing this every month, that I started to notice some energies coming in while I was working. And, with the fact that I was also working on my intuitive abilities, I would feel an energy come in, and I'd say, oh, what energy is that? And I would automatically get back, well, it's Archangel Michael or it's Archangel Raphael. And I said, oh, okay, that's really interesting. Well, as the healing, progressed over the last, 2 to 3 years, I noticed that I would be doing what's called remote healing, which is when you do healing on somebody that's not present in the room. They're somewhere, and I have people I've worked with from all around the world. And I would have angels and stuff show up that, I know the angel, like it might be Metatron or Gabriel or Uriel or, name your favorite archangel or angel. And I wouldn't quite know why they were there because I hadn't previously worked with them. And, what I would do is I would ask who they are, and then I would know. Or sometimes it's just a knowing. After a while, you start to notice the energy that comes in with certain types of angels. And lots of times I would have to go to the book. I use Doreen Virtue's book on Ascended Masters and Angels. And I would have to go look up that angel and say, okay, well, why would that angel be present? Because lots of times I don't like to know a lot of information about the people I'm working on because I don't want it to interfere with whatever I'm doing as far as allowing the healing energy to come through me to help that individual with whatever it is that they're working on, whatever. Could be something as far as the healing. It could be something as far as after an accident or after surgery and stuff like that. So I don't like to know a lot of information. So I have angels showing up, and I wasn't quite sure why they were there. And I would do the healing work. I would notice the angels would come in and assist and do their portion of the work. And then I would notice at that point, I would go and look up in the book and say, okay, well, why would that particular angel come in? And I'd see a list of different things. And then, of course, after the fact, I then get information from the person I'm working with to find out more about what was going on, you know, kind of like after the healing kind of feedback. And it would be at that point that they would say, oh, you know, I was dealing with these challenges of alcoholism or something like that. And, you know, I'd say, oh, and at that point it would click for me because I'd noticed that that particular angel I was working with was one that worked with people with substance abuse. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know, so you'd see those type of synchronicities, you know, as far as seeing that kind of type of connection. Mm-hmm. It's definitely amazing to see it. It gives you a complete validation because you're pretty much in the dark for most of it. And then all of a sudden you see all these different pieces come together. So to answer your question, knowing that the angels are there, and it's not that everybody needs to connect with archangels. It just happens to be a lot of the ones I work with, because the work I do, I'm doing healing work with other people. But I seem to have a strong connection with those. I do have personal angels and other angels that are around me all the time. And I do feel their presence and their energy. As much as I don't really communicate with them a lot, they are presently always around me. So the answer to that is that I simply communicate. I just have that internal thought process that would almost sound like you talking to yourself in your head once a chat or whatever you want to call it. And it just happens to be a two-way conversation with an angel. And but at the same time, I love to do things like I have a number of angel decks that I use and stuff like that. So sometimes when I'm doing readings for people, I'll actually pull out an angel deck and pull a couple cards. And, you know, with a class I'm going to be teaching on angels this Saturday, I'll actually bring one of my decks with me and I'll shuffle the cards and give every person an angel card and do a reading for each of them at the class. So it's always interesting to see, you know, those type of messages come through, like you said before, about being able to use the angel decks for getting information.
So can anybody come to your class on Saturday, or is it just a local event?
Well, you know, the thing that I've been doing, and it's interesting because the people who know me like you know that I spent the last 25 years in the corporate world as a technology leader, very hands-on. So I'm Mr. Techie Geek. So to answer your question, for people who are in Tampa, Florida, which is where I hold my class, you can actually come and attend in person. If you are anywhere else in the world, and at least in this dimension on this planet, you can actually catch me on. I will be running a special Blog Talk radio show, which, of course, this is what this is, of course, under Spiritual Connections Radio. There will be a radio broadcast this Saturday where I'm going to be teaching people how to actually connect with their angels. And, you know, you'll actually hear the whole class and everything like that. And that's going to be this Saturday at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time from 5 to 6. And I also broadcast that as a live video stream that you can watch on the Internet for free through Ustream. And all this information can be found at my website if you don't mind me giving it out.
Absolutely.
It is www.markarawson.com. That's M-A-R-K, A as in Apple, last name Rawson, R-A-W-S-O-N. So markarawson.com. And if you go to that webpage right on the front, it actually tells you, you know, how you come here in person and, you know, how you can listen to it on the radio and how you can watch it live on the Internet through video. So that's going to be a really exciting event. And for this, I am actually going to be teaching a very new angel connection technique that was channeled directly to me from Archangel Michael. And it'll be a new method that's never been taught anywhere on the planet before by any teacher. And I'm really excited to be able to share that. And, of course, all my events are done on a donation basis. And, you can actually go to my website, and there's a button there to donate and support my work and stuff like that. So I do it on a complete donation basis, and you know, just really excited about that. So thank you for allowing me to get the word out on that.
You're very welcome. And you actually said two things that I just want to highlight is in your connection with the angels is, number one, you put yourself in environments that allowed angelic connections. So you would be with other, you would be with like-minded people. You would be doing healing work. You would be doing, you would be calling on the angels. You would be doing something that was giving the intention of opening yourself up for the angels to come in. And when you got a inkling of a new angel or another angel that would come in, you believed it. And you didn't talk yourself out of it. So it's very important to keep ourselves in an open space, either with like-minded people. Some people find that they do better alone, so having alone time, but having the intention of, I'm doing this so that I can connect, is why you were able to get the assistance of the angels to the degree that you do, because you hold the intention to do that.
Yes.
Right.
If you're
I know
ready,
you know
we,
that.
We actually have a caller.
Oh, very cool. All right.
All right. I am sorry. I did not get a chance to catch your name. You are on with Connie.
Hi,
Hi.
I'm Desiree. Hi.
I'm sorry. What's your name, ma'am?
Desiree.
Desiree. Hi, Desiree. How are you this evening?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Where are you calling from?
New Jersey.
Very cool. Well, do you have a question, or is this what would you like to hear from the angels about?
I guess just give me an angel reading.
That doesn't have a particular question? Okay. The cards I'm using right now are cards from Archangel Michael. And anybody who wants to connect with God, he's a really good angel to call on. He's got a lot of masculine energy. He's very powerful. He's the angel with the sword. So he cuts through fear. He cuts things that keep us tied down. So these are the cards that I'm working with right now. So let me Okay, Desiree, are you going through a time where you're trying to make a decision?
Yes.
Okay. What Archangel Michael would ask you to do is take your time making this decision, that you don't have to rush into anything, and that whatever decision you're going to make, they're going to wait for you. So you don't have to feel pressured. You don't have to feel rushed. The longer you wait, the more information you're going to find out, and that will help you make the decision that you want to make.
Right.
He's asking you to believe and trust that, even though the decision isn't made yet, he's asking you to believe and trust that everything is whole and everything is complete for you right now. So if I'm standing in a space where I feel like that it's already handled, then I don't have to feel the fear of, you know, what if I make the wrong decision, or what if I'm too late, or all those what-ifs that we run into.
The angels are asking you to be sure to continue in prayer. You may be one of these lone rangers like me that, you know, try to handle the problems all by themselves and forget that we can actually call on the angels.
Yeah.
So the angels are asking you to be prayerful about the situation and be open to what they have to say to you. And that will also help guide your decision. Is there anything in the decision where you feel like that maybe something was your fault, or you need to? There's something that has to do with you in the decision.
Yes.
Okay. The angels are asking you to forgive yourself. You didn't do anything wrong. You were doing the best you could at the time. So, if you're going into the angels always hold you in complete innocence, the innocence of a newborn baby, and see you in a perfect light. So, if you can cut yourself a break and not beat yourself up, and know you were doing the best you could at the time, then it may be easier to wait for the decision or wait for more information, and knowing that everything is going to turn out okay.
I just feel like I should be doing more. I feel like I'm stuck.
Okay. That would be prayer. And that would be any time that I ever ask the angels for, give me guidance, I do get guidance, but and it's very, very subtle. And sometimes it's something that I'm not expecting. I may be asking for guidance, and they may tell me to go buy a book, or go write a letter, or go wash my car, or clean out my sock drawer.
Right.
Something that I'm not anticipating, but if I can... If I follow the small steps they ask me to do, for example, if my house is cluttered, they may tell me to go clean my bedroom because the clutter just creates more chaos in my head. So if I clean my environment and I'm more calm, then I can make a better decision and I don't feel so stuck.
Right.
So just look for ways that the angels communicate with you, and it's probably not going to be the way you're expecting.
Nothing ever is.
Yeah, that's the truth. But it's for your highest good. Because I don't want to clean up my sock drawer, so I'll leave that little mess over there. But it just creates kind of clutter in my head because it's just extra energy floating around.
Right. When I was in the hospital, I thought I seen two angels, and I was just wondering if I did.
Why would you think that you wouldn't?
Because I never seen them before. I mean, they were like little. To me, they looked like little fairies flying. You know, it was two of them.
Well, my guess would be that you actually saw them and that they are communicating with you. And you just get to be open because they're communicating with you in such a way that they're actually making themselves visible.
Right.
Because you evidently must have really needed them. So they want to know. They want you to know that they're there for you.
Yeah, I did need them. Really bad.
Mm-hmm. So you're being surrounded by angels. Now it's just letting them guide you and sort of like one of these birds just going with nature and running into the wind or just letting go and letting God have his way so that we can swoop up to heaven.
Yeah, so you think I should just take my time with the decision then?
Well, the Archangel Michael is cautioning you and telling you that you don't have to rush and that you will learn more information that will automatically guide your steps. So you do not have to rush into this.
Yeah, that seems like the better choice anyway.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, then what he did is to validate what you already knew, which is a lot of times what the angels do.
Yeah, I pray to them.
Very good, and they hear you.
Thank you.
God bless you, Desiree. You're very, very welcome.
God bless you, too. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Desiree did, and I just want to highlight again what a lot of the times we already know what we're supposed to do. Like she said, gee, I really kind of thought, you know, if I waited, it'd be better. So much of the time we already know in our heart what to do, but we feel like we need to be validated, which is fine. But know that you are if your intention is to connect with the angels and to get guidance, you're getting connected and you're getting the guidance. And if you need to have it validated, knock yourself out and do that. But I just want you guys to be aware that you're spot on more than you think you are, because the angels are that you know, that wrapped up in us. So, I find that the angel cards are accurate. I find that the angel cards are gentle and loving, and they ask us to walk in faith, and they ask us to believe and trust in situations sometimes where we don't feel like there's nothing to believe and trust in. But as the... as nature has shown us over and over again, there is a rhyme and a reason and a timing and a flow that if we just don't get in the middle of it and mess it up with our impatience, we find that we're in that flow. And that's where the angels want us, because that's where we connect in our godness. That's where we connect with the Creator, is when we stay in that flow. Again, my name is Dr. Connie McNeil. I am a clinical psychologist and a spiritual advisor. I do traditional psychotherapy as well as angel cards and tarot cards. My website is www.drconniesays.com, and I would be honored to hear from you and be of service to you in any way that I can. So, Mark, before we run out of time, why don't you give us a little bit about you?
Sure. This is Mark Rawson, and you can find out more about me on my website at www.mark, with a K, middle initial A, last name Rawson, Rawson.com. And that's where you can find out about the classes that I teach every month. And as always, I like to mention, of course, you're listening to Spiritual Connections Radio, and you can find out more about this show and other radio shows that we have on every night and every month at www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. So I think that covers everything. Why don't you go ahead and give out your website again so people know how to get a hold of you.
All right, one more time. It is www.drconniesays.com.
All right, and I think that wraps up everything. Good night to you, and we'll look forward to having you on next Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And just a reminder, everybody, if you missed any part of this show, you can listen to the replays by going to our archive. Good night.
Good night. Thanks, Mark. Good night, all.